Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rob Thrasher here. I have one of our guests in who I have frequently in. The show's going to be about mental illness and specifically bipolar disorder. We're hoping to have a few call-ins today, but if not, we have a lot of stuff to go over. We're gonna have Amanda Dona is gonna do some more poems. We're gonna talk to her about some recent hospital stays, some issues that she had recently, and we're gonna of course continue to try to reach out to everybody, and of course Amanda, and support and help and pray on this and these disorders. And you know, praying is good, even if you're just praying that people come up with new strategies and approaches. I have some news and information as well, some new approaches that are being done in the UK with anxiety and bipolar disorder. And I don't know if a lot of people know, I know you know, Amanda, this, but a lot of people don't understand that there's sort of different kinds of, you know, anxiety can be caused by a lot of different issues. Anxiety is really a symptom, not a disorder. The anxiety is typically brought about by some other disorder or genetics or what have you, but particularly the anxiety brought about by bipolar disorder, easy for me to say, is something that we're going to be discussing after we have a few minutes with Amanda. Are you there, Amanda?
Yes, I am, Rob. How are you doing tonight?
Very well. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate this. I think one of our goals is to maybe get you where you're like the host of the show, and I'm just kind of hanging out, twiddling my thumbs and listening to you go at it. But I think we tried it a little while ago. I give you a lot of credit for trying, and it's something that you really do have to get used to, but that was very brave of you to get in there and try a show on your own, and I do appreciate that, and I'm sure that the listeners would support you on that. Now, you had a recent hospital stay, right? Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I can. I stayed up at, this time I went to Upstate Medical University in Syracuse, and it was, I made some very good friends there. They actually understood what I was going through. They were actually nice to me, and my bipolar is getting, not just my bipolar, but my illnesses are getting very hard to handle nowadays, and I'm trying to cope with them. I just had a little bit of a problem, and I needed to go back and try to get everything in check.
Okay. And how long was your stay there?
I want to say about a day.
So it was a day, not an overnighter type of deal?
Well, yes. You see, I went from the original hospital to, I came in late at night at Upstate Medical, and I stayed about a day, and they said, well, we feel you're doing good, so you're probably going to get discharged.
Okay, so you came from another hospital to the Upstate Hospital. So how long were you in the first hospital before they transported you?
Well, it was the emergency room of a hospital. It was, overnight.
Okay.
It wasn't overnight.
Okay.
It was like half the day, and they told me about that.
Okay. Okay. So not a long stay. So, you know, apparently they thought you were doing better, and you say you met some friends, just friends like the hospital staff and crew and people that were helping you out?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that everything worked out. I know you had texted me a few times, and I was worried about you, and you know, we were all praying for you. So I'm glad to see that you're back, and you know, it's a long haul, isn't it, Amanda?
Yes, it is, Rob. It's very hard.
Yeah. And how's it going? You have some more poems and some more information, I'm going to let you guide this part of the show. Like you're the host right now. So you go ahead and you let me know what you want to do and what we do next.
Well, as you said before, we are hoping to get some call-ins, but if not, I do have some poems that I've already read to a couple of friends of mine that I would like to read to the listeners out there. I wrote these and then typed them up, obviously. The first poem I read, or I'm going to read, is it's a mental illness poem. It's very dark and depressing, but I do not know. I don't want it to actually impact the listeners.
No, and I think that's a good point, great point. I think what we do is we just explain to the listeners, you know, I don't know if I rated this one NC-17. We try to rate it a little higher, and most kids could really listen to it, but at the same time, I think what they need to remember is that this is you trying to get the sort of darkness or the sort of the side out of you and put it on paper. So it's not meant to be depressing. It's meant to show, you know, it's meant to show what you're trying to sort of get out of your own head, you know, as a sort of a coping mechanism. So that's a nice thing to warn everybody. I don't think if it's sort of, you know, if it's dark or what have you, we don't necessarily want little kids, but I think we'll be okay with that. I don't think that's a problem. And you can go ahead and introduce your first one or whatever you want to do. Again, this is Amanda Doan, and go ahead, Amanda.
All right, this poem I'm going to read is called Mental Health Addiction, The Hurtful Truth. Others judge and laugh. Some are critical about the sufferer's past. They laugh, judge, and lie, thinking it's okay to say just go and die. Mentally challenged is so misunderstood. This is the real truth that people seem to feel. It's happening all over, no support, no time for anyone else. We wonder, will we and can we heal? Others are dying and people laugh. Suicide, it's a pain as well as a crime. People can hear, but when the light's out, all's said and all's done, it's over for that one. We need help is the real truth. Help us before we realize we cannot take anymore. Now, I wrote that to try to change the stigma of this world and how it's placed on mental illness. Try to get this out. It's very...
Beautiful.
Yes. And it also deals with bullying. It is a mental illness poem, but it also deals with bullying because when you bully somebody, that just increases what they go through. I mean... A lot of people say, don't judge a book by its cover. What I say to that is get to know the characters in the book. Read everything you can about them.
Mm-hmm. Right. And also, I think as we go forward and we have this usually a wonderful new tool of the internet, which can be used for like what we're doing right now, a tool for good, but it can also be used as a tool where you don't have to face the person you're bullying. And I think bullying itself is a mental disorder, to be honest with you. And I think the more and more people we have on that side of the spectrum, the harder it becomes for, you know, people with a mental health disorder to escape out of that stigma. And quite frankly, once you add that in with the ease of bullying online, it's a disaster for, you know, a formula for disaster is what it really is. So yeah, that's a good point. And bullying itself, to me, is there's just something wrong with these people that like to bully other people. And when you go to the lengths of say just go and die, you got a problem too. You might have a bigger problem, you know, than the person with a mental health disorder when you're saying just go die. That's been a lot of news lately, and it will continue to be. And again, so what we're doing today is we're using the internet as a tool for good and a tool to help people who have mental health disorders. And that just, you know, goes to show you that it can be used as a tool for evil or a tool for good.
Yes, and I would like to read another poem if I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
This may relate to a lot of the listeners out there, how they feel with family situations. This poem here is called Invisible. We never hug, you never held me, and whenever I cry, you just stand there and watch me. You act like I'm not there, I'm invisible. You know I'm here, it's destroying me. I try to live up to perfection like you want, but I cannot. Therefore, I am invisible. Perfection is expectation. You'll never understand me, so you act like I'm not there. You never notice me or anything I do. I'm invisible to you.
Good.
I hope
Great.
To relate to a lot of the listeners. It is very,
yeah.
It's very hard when you're dealing with mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's hard for, you know, it's hard for everybody. Obviously it's hard for the person suffering, but like any disorder or disease or whatever, it's also can be very challenging and difficult for family members and loved ones, because it's almost like, you know, we've done this analogy in the past, but somebody breaks an arm, you say, oh, you know, you pat them on the back and say, okay, well, it'll heal, so hopefully you'll be fine in a month. But when people suffer from mental disorders, we're in a sort of treat the symptoms and run state in the world, not just this country, not just certain portions of small town areas where they still are another 20 years behind that. And you and I both know what I'm talking about. We have school systems that don't necessarily encourage bullying, but I will tell you that I've had personal experience both with schools that address the bullying head on, and they did what the law calls for in New York State, and that's that they, number one, must address it immediately, and that the schools in New York State have the ability to suspend students who continue to bully online. Now, the problem is that there's school systems, Amanda, as you know, that do not follow that New York State law, and we're not going to name them again here tonight, but we're also not going to hide from that. And if anybody was ever interested in that, just call me, Rob, at 315-235-3753. You can call the radio show, be on the show anytime. The guest call-in is 714-510-3703. And if you wanted to call in right now and chat with us about this, those are great poems, Amanda. Like I said, we're trying to transition Amanda into her own radio show here. She does very well. She does very well when we're, you know, I think one of the goals is to have her have Amanda's show, and have her maybe be the primary sort of name or the billing on the show. And I'll just be here I'll be really just the guy working the switchboard. If there's phone calls, I'll manage that for her. And then I'm just going to, within the next few shows, I'm hoping that we can actually have Amanda just schedule her own shows and market her own shows, and it'll just be her time on this radio, on Spotlight on Success. We have other versions of the show, Spotlight on Success. One of them, if you Google my name and Donald Trump, you'll find all a bunch of articles I wrote about success in the business world, and you'll find the show, Spotlight on Success. And it's a business edition. We have this mental health edition. We have a couple other editions. One is for home professionals, people who work in the HVAC industry and the roofing and siding and whatnot. We're going to be launching a certification for the home professionals. It's going to be at homeprocert.com. And what it's going to be is it's going to start out in about 5 marketplaces in New York, Louisiana, Arizona, and a couple yet to be determined states. And what we're going to do is we're going to offer local certifications for home professionals on a local level. So you'll be able to contact the Home Pro Cert, see who's certified to do your roof, and then maybe go to the website and see what their certification is. So we have a lot of versions of the show. We have some other hosts that might take over some of the other shows, and Amanda's going to be one of our hosts on her own radio show here. And I think that's going to be really fun. She's practiced a few times, and she wasn't happy with her own. She wasn't happy with it, but I think it's important we keep it on there, and we get to see how she progresses through the stages of launching her own show. So we're doing that. We're always going to have, and you might call them coping skills, Amanda's poems. They're great poems, but one of the things we find with a lot of people that develop a coping skill is they get really good at a kind of a art or craft or what have you, And they use it as a coping skill, but it also speaks to people with the disorder, people who are family and friends who've witnessed the disorders, mental health disorders. And we also have, before I go to the next step, I've got some new research about bipolar disorder as it applies to anxiety and bipolar. And I just want to make sure, Amanda, do you have anything else to add to anything I said there, or are you good?
I have one more thing to add, and I will continue reading poems next week, but or when we do this again. But I wanted to let all the listeners out there know to stand up to bullying, no matter how hard it is. You need to tell an adult or tell somebody, whether your own parents. And I know sometimes it may be hard out there. Trust me, it was hard for me. I held in a lot of stuff. And it's very hard, but you need to stand up to it for your own mental safety.
And absolutely. And okay, excellent. Good addition. And matter of fact, I'm going to elaborate on that as well. And make sure you know the laws in your state and your local municipalities. Because here's the thing. If you go to your school, you know, first of all, I know it's difficult. And they say, well, tell somebody, really tell everybody that you could possibly get to tell. And what I mean by that is try to tell a family member, anyone in your family, cousin, aunt, sister, brother, try to tell them all if you can. But if you have to pick one, pick the one that you can confide in. A lot of times young ladies, it's the mom, whatever, however it works out, doesn't matter. Just make sure you try to tell a family member, try to talk to a school administrator in private about it. And also remind that school administrator, once again, in New York, I know the law says they have to act. They absolutely have to act. And if they don't, they can be culpable on many, many levels. Tell an administrator. Some of the new schools I've seen that are dealing with bullying have a new state certified bullying program. And there actually might be, believe it or not, you might not know this if your school didn't tell you, if they're not being responsible, you might not know that there's somebody in the administration who has kind of secretly been assigned to deal with bullying, and they know all the strings to pull and all the stuff that they have to do. Tell a counselor. That could also be a counselor at school. That could be a counselor at wherever your private counselor or wherever you go. Just try to tell as many people in your sphere as you can, but as important, be knowledgeable about the laws in your local regions, your counties, your states, and check on that. I believe that some of the laws are beyond the state. They're federal laws now, and it just says the school system has to deal with bullying. The school system can actually pull a kid out of school and expel them for things that they do at home on Facebook and cyberbullying type situations. So that was great catch. Amanda, I'm glad you mentioned that, because it is important that you tell people, as many people as you can. And everybody wants to say, just tell one person, do that, yes, please. That's important, because that one is a great first step. That's a baby step. And then work with that one person, if it's an aunt or whatever, and say, now, how do I go about bringing this to more people's attention? Because it's important. Good point, Amanda. Thanks for that.
Yes, of course, and I must say something else real quick, if you do not mind,
yeah,
Rob.
Sure.
I was just going to ask you if you knew that sometimes when somebody gets bullied, they actually, if they try to tell somebody, they just get bullied more. It's different in each case.
Right.
So some people may be afraid because of that cause.
And you know what, there is, and that's a good point, but then that they've got to find that bravery within, find it through prayer. Pray that you have the courage to come out, because hiding in the closet's never been a good answer. So
no,
you just have to pray that you find that one person or two people, and it, because here's the thing, it's like any crime. It's a crime now to encourage people to commit suicide. And so when a person who's been raped, is very difficult for them, but the most important thing they do is go right to a clinic and have all the tests and everything done, because otherwise the bad guy gets away with it and the good guy just stays afraid. So yes, Amanda, it is very daunting sometimes because you're afraid of the repercussions. You're afraid of what comes back at you. But really, and I'm not going to try to belittle this, but it's probably not going to get worse if you bring it out into the open. It's probably maybe not even going to get better. But it's there, and it's on the record. And it's on the record for it could be a prosecutor who comes in to your school because your school didn't handle it properly, and I won't say the name, but everybody knows they can look it up. But somebody who might come along with the next young person who gets bullied, who does kill themselves, and now they need to know, they need it on record that this has happened in the past at that school. So it's important to have it on the record. It's not, I'm not trying to belittle the fear of coming out when something has been done bad to you. It is daunting, and it's not, and it's unfortunate that you have to be quote unquote traumatized again. But they have to have the evidence, and they have to have the people say that this is what happened. And so, yes, it's daunting, but I'm sure you can find somebody. Hopefully, if you can't, pray on it. Go to church and talk to a pastor about it. Whatever you got to do, find the least scary person in your life or find a new person who's not scary and start talking about it. Because as long as it's on the record, and even if it's not, even if it's just out loud and it's a priest and it's on God's record, I think it's important for people that are victims that for some level of you know, to heal on some level, it has to be out of your head and out on the table instead of you suffering with it in silence. And I think most people would agree, but again, it can be scary. You might need to find a, you might not have anyone in your life you can feel you can confide in, then you got to go find some, you got to go find another one, or you're gonna find them wherever. It's a somebody, I don't even know, but a priest maybe, and they can't tell people about it. That's, they're sworn to secrecy too, right? But just to talk about it is one, healthy, and two, if it's not on the record, it just keeps happening over and over, and the cycle will never be broken because some brave person has to stand up and say, that's enough. And it might get worse before it gets better. I'm not even going to lie about that. So excellent point, Amanda, and that was great because I feel like we accomplished something by addressing that sort of fear of sort of coming, and I, you know, the fear of bringing it to the table is true. It's a real thing. Anybody who's ever suffered from a crime, who's afraid of repercussions from the person that committed the crime, it is a scary thing, but it has to be done, right? What do you think about that?
Yes, I do agree completely 100%, Rob. And judging by one of the people, I actually hold things in and stuff, and it's a lot of work, especially when, you know, you're being bullied and you keep it to yourself. It can do so much damage. It can even take, sometimes if you don't talk to a person right away, it can take physical damage on you, and that is
right.
I have tons of health issues because of this. I'm not saying what they are, of course, but I'm just saying I have tons of problems now.
Absolutely.
And I have trouble controlling myself
it will manifest itself in actual physical, you know, your physical well-being, and so good. I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good point. We do have a phone call on line 3. We're going to take that right now. It looks like it's from area code 907. And are you on the line, caller?
Yes, sir.
Area code 907. How you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing very well. If you just give us your first name.
Leon.
Leon?
Yep.
Great. Whereabouts are you in the country, Leon? Are you in New York State?
No, I'm a bit of a ways away from that. I'm in Alaska.
You're in Alaska? Well, God bless you, Alaska. How's it, what's the weather like up there?
It's all right. It's been a little rainy lately.
Been a little rainy? It's been a little rainy here in New York, too, for like a month. I'm exaggerating.
Yeah.
I'm exaggerating a little bit.
But we don't let it really rain on our parade, you know.
Right, I know, right? Good analogy. What's going on, Leon? How's it going?
doing good. I believe one of the other callers is a friend of mine. Her name is Amanda, and
oh, yeah,
she just told me to get on the radio.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful. What do you know? Do you have experience, or what do you know about the whole issue we're discussing tonight, bipolar, mental health disorder?
I've had experience dealing with people that have had it. I've dealt with Amanda for, not really dealt with, but I've known her for years. And
okay.
And I've also worked in assisted living homes.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So I have... Oh, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, sure. What are your thoughts now on some of the things we talked about? It's difficult as a victim of, you know, people are bullying, and it seems to be an epidemic now going on around the country with bullying. And, you know, do you see that at all in the places you work, or have you experienced with that? Has Amanda talked with you about that?
Yes. Yeah, I'm one of her go-to people to talk about that, actually. And, you know, bullying's always going to be a thing. You can't exactly stop it. It just happens to get worse and worse. I mean, social media is getting to the point where they can get offended by someone just looking at them wrong. I mean, that's
right.
What they said. And you can start a whole trend just by, like, wearing a weird wig on a Tuesday. And be like, oh, it's that wig Tuesday. You know, that's just a thing. And people can call you out for looking weird on a Tuesday wearing a clown wig. It's like,
yeah.
Well, it's America. We can kind of do what we want for the most part. But as it comes to mental illness and bullying, and well, it's a free country, you know, but people shouldn't be negative to other people just because they don't understand what exactly they're going through.
It's the understand part, right? You just nailed it. If they don't understand, and it's the same thing, like I said before, I don't understand all the ins and outs of so many disorders, but who in their right mind makes fun of people with a disorder? What country is this, you know? They have the right to do what they want, but it's difficult to get away from them when you're on, you know, on Facebook and all the social media. It's kind of a difficult thing to just kind of drop them, because if they're diligent about their insanity, their own insanity, that they're picking on people with disorders, which to me is a kind of mental disorder, how you justify the rest? How do you go through your day like that? I just, you know. It's impossible for me to understand people that make fun of people with disorders.
Yeah, personally, in my opinion, people that go after people that have disorders have also been bullied in their past, which is actually the majority of the reason why people lash out and stuff, because they've been bullied and they want to inflict the same kind of pain, not because they necessarily enjoy it, but more or less that it's an actual thing. It has something to do with your mind, your mental state, because you're, like, as a child, you were bullied, you were scared, and you want someone else to feel that way to get rid of, or to kind of satisfy that inner mechanism.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You don't ever
that makes a lot of sense.
You don't get unscared of, you know, being bullied. You kind of forget about it because, you know, life happens, and your bullying back in third grade might be broke and homeless right now while you're in a condo. It doesn't matter to you now, but you can forget about the actual event, but your body still remembers that feeling of being scared. And so someone that might look ridiculous to you compared to what you do, or someone that just annoys you, or they catch you at a bad time, could lead to something more drastic, like bullying, or heck, even stupid trends, you know? There's a lot of them.
No, Leon, that's a great point. I never thought about that. It does get passed down. Sometimes you'll see it from the parent to the child, where the parent's the bully and the child turns out being a bully. It truly is a learned behavior. I see that, though. Now that you say it that way, I absolutely see what you're saying. That really makes a lot of sense. And it's almost a form of abuse when the parent's the bully to the child. That's a great input to the show. Leon, I'm glad you called. If you can believe this, we did through a whole 30 minutes already. We're down to 28 seconds. So listen, Leon, come again. Please contribute. You made a great contribution there in the last few minutes. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling in from Alaska. God bless you guys up there in that rough country. You guys do a service. Amanda, thanks for coming. We're down to 10 seconds. And we'll talk to you all again very soon. Let's try to do this. Let's try to do this at least once a week. We got 5 seconds. So call us up anytime. This is Rob Thrasher, Amanda Doan, and Leon. Thanks for calling, everybody. Goodbye. We'll talk to you next time.
Goodbye.